While the stock market rolls on, there's an uptick in lawsuits involving employees and their 401ks. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 27th day of August. Thanks, as always, for being with us. A judge in Oklahoma orders Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million in fines, and pharma stock goes up. China says, hey, nobody called. The China Costco store, we've got an update on that. Boeing troubles continue, this time Russia files suit. Those stories and more, along with a look at Jefferson, Iowa, and technology. Our guest is California Congressman Ro Khanna, who was instrumental in gathering Silicon Valley giants to look to rural America for tech hubs. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Lots to cover. Let's go. The Center for Retirement Research at Boston College has released a study that says employees with 401k retirement plans are suing over unhappiness over high fees, inappropriate investment options, and other issues. All these trends affect nearly 2 in 3 adult workers with money invested in 401k-style plans, which have largely replaced traditional pensions as retirement mainstays. The plans feature tax savings benefits and allow workers to contribute money automatically from each paycheck. Many employers offer matching funds to encourage further saving. But unlike traditional pension plans, where managers hired by employers call the shots, workers in 401k plans must make investment decisions on their own. Now, poor investment choices, high fees, a lack of transparency, and other problems can lead to subpar results and dissatisfaction. And all that can lead to lawsuits. The lawsuits, which are typically class action lawsuits, jumped when the economy was busted during the Great Recession, but recently a new wave of suits have sprung up. Of the roughly 430 cases evaluated by the Boston College, 60% are still pending, 20% were dismissed or closed, 16% were settled and decided, and 4% are on appeal. A decade ago, inappropriate investments were the primary problem driving nearly all the lawsuits back in 2008. But today, excessive or unreasonable fees paid by employees have emerged as the dominant catalyst for lawsuits. Other concerns are packing the 401k program with company stock and allegations of self-dealing. Word? Well, you might want to check your 401k. Staying on the legal front for just a bit, a judge in Oklahoma yesterday said Johnson & Johnson must pay the state $572 million following the first trial of a drug manufacturer for the destruction wrought by prescription painkillers. The amount fell well short of the $17 billion the state sought, as it deals with paying for a vast amount of services it doles out to citizens who are addicted. There are some 2,000 cases pending against drug companies across the United States. But because of the rather modest decision, pharmaceutical stocks jumped up after the news. Shares of Johnson & Johnson rallied by more than 5%, resulting in a $13.5 billion market cap after hours yesterday. Drug maker Teva Pharmaceuticals rose 5%, while Endo International jumped by 3%. Sometimes bad news is good news, right? Well, Bloomberg is reporting, and it's becoming more clear that President Trump just sort of winged it this weekend when he said China had called the United States to get back to dealing with the trade dispute. Now the president's credibility seems to be the stumbling block to trade talks. Only a few negotiators in Beijing see a deal as actually possible ahead of the 2020 U.S. election, in part because it's dangerous for any official to advise President Xi Jinping to sign a deal that President Trump may eventually break. When President Trump announced that China officials had placed a call to U.S. trade officials saying they wanted to get back together, it made for some really good headlines and a boost in the markets. However, nobody in Beijing officialdom appeared to know what he was talking about. Even worse, his efforts to depict China as caving in negotiations actually confirmed some of their worst fears about the president, and that is that he can't be trusted to cut a deal. Well, yesterday we shared that Costco was opening their first store in China, and that did happen. However, news out of Shanghai is that Costco had to close its store because of the massive crowds and traffic jams. Reuters is reporting that Costco Wholesale was forced to shut its first store early, according to state media, after large crowds flocked through the door and caused traffic jams in the Shanghai neighborhood. Videos posted on Chinese social media showed thousands of people crowding the aisles of the store, while signs outside warned incoming shoppers they might have to wait 3 hours to park. One nearby school sent out an advisory to parents warning them about the traffic conditions, quote, "Please expect the student dismissal this afternoon to be severely delayed due to the grand opening of Costco supermarket," end quote. And meanwhile, you were wondering if Costco might be a hit in China. Well, troubles at Boeing continue to mount. CBS News is reporting that Russia is now suing the embattled company over the grounded 737 MAX. Ava Capital Services, that's a subsidiary of state-owned Russian conglomerate Rostec, filed the suit against the U.S. aerospace giant in Chicago, claiming that Boeing intentionally failed to disclose information about the airworthiness of the MAX jet to its customers. The company accuses Boeing of negligence in selling the defective aircraft and is seeking $115 million in compensatory damages to cancel the order for 35 jets and several times that amount in punitive damages. The Wall Street Journal has a story out today about the tax plan the Democrats wish to embrace should they win the White House and Congress in 2020. The party's presidential candidates, legislators, and advisors share a conviction that today's income tax is inadequate for an economy where a growing share of rewards tends to flow to a sliver of households. For the richest Americans, Democrats want to shift toward taxing their wealth instead of just their salaries and the income their assets generate. The personal income tax indirectly touches wealth, but only when assets are sold and become income. That, say the majority of Democrats, isn't right, and it needs to change. The Democratic debate on taxing wealth is one facet of a bigger, often contentious discussion. Experts across the political spectrum agree income inequality has widened in recent decades and wealth inequality even more. There's little agreement, though, on what, if anything, the government should do about it. Well, the Iowa Center for Public Affairs Journalism will present the evening of September 26th as its Free Press Champion Awards to two people or groups of people who have had a large impact on promoting open government and the notion of news media independent of government whims here in Iowa. The awards will be presented at the 7th annual Celebrating a Free Press and Open Government Banquet at the Des Moines Marriott downtown Des Moines. The center is seeking the help of others in nominating a professional journalist, educator, and/or non-professional, or both for one of the following awards: the Steve Berry Free Press Champion Award for any professional journalist, and the Randy Brubaker Free Press Champion Award for any private citizen or citizens in Iowa. The banquet's guest speaker will be Jenna Johnson, a native Iowan who now covers national political campaigns for the Washington Post. And finally, there's this story. The first patient has died from a lung illness linked to vaping, and almost 200 cases of respiratory illnesses tied to that activity have been reported this summer. All of that according to government officials. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's unclear if the illnesses occurred as a result of the e-cigarettes devices, the ingredients, or other contaminants. Vaping has been promoted as a way to help smokers cut back or quit smoking, but scrutiny is mounting because of marketplace practices around vaping and the lack of long-term studies on its health effects. Well, stay with us, because coming up in just a moment, a conversation from last year with California Congressman Ro Khanna, who was instrumental in bringing Silicon Valley giants to Jefferson, Iowa, and the Pillar Technology Center, which will hold its open house on Saturday, the 7th of September. That is coming up next.